Go ahead, George.
Good evening. As you are all aware, due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the governor's order, we are, for the time being, pausing any in-person or public meetings. We are streaming this live on YouTube, so for those that are watching, we appreciate it. We want you to know the reason we are doing this is because the City Council and all of its members and the members of this committee want to be as transparent as possible with the public. We thank you for tuning in, and at this point in time, we will get started with our committee meeting. Michelle, if you could read the roll, please.
Committee Member Azar.
Present.
Committee Member Bennett.
Here.
Committee Member Boland.
Present.
Committee Member Connor.
Present.
Committee Member Crossan.
Present.
Committee Member Craig.
Here, can you hear me?
Yeah, we do now.
Okay.
Yep.
Committee Member Ford.
Here.
Thank you. Committee Member Good.
Here.
Committee Member Hayworth. Committee Member, is it Koista?
Koista, yes, here.
Committee Member Loudermilk.
Here.
Committee Member Morris. Committee Member Nation.
Here.
Committee Member Thacker.
Present.
Committee Member Witt.
Steve's on mute.
Present.
Committee Member Witt.
He said he was
here.
Committee Member Wren. Okay, that is 12 present, 3 absent.
Thank you. First of all, on behalf of myself and the rest of the City Council, I'd like to thank all of you for agreeing to serve on this ad hoc committee. It shows your dedication and interest in our community by serving, and we certainly appreciate that. First of all, I want to kind of describe what an ad hoc committee is and then go from there, and then I will seek your input on other items. According to Robert's Rules of Order, an ad hoc committee is a special committee appointed for a specific purpose. Until that duty assigned is accomplished, the committee will cease to exist once that is accomplished. I believe the scope of this committee, and Mr. Nation, if you can maybe inject here if I'm saying anything that's not correct, is to examine parking options and the development of downtown Terre Haute.
That's fine. I thought that it was relative to the convention center and the parking for the hotels that serve the convention center. But it could be broader.
I think this is a broad statement that probably would encompass whatever you all.
That's broad, yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
I think so.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I agree too. I think that makes sense to see it in a broader scope.
I do want to make one thing clear, that this committee can only make recommendations. Nothing is binding that this committee does. It is only a recommendation that it would be made to the City Council. And at that point in time, the City Council will, if necessary, and within the boundaries and the law, can or cannot take action on whatever this committee may present to the City Council. There are, if you want me to go through the boundaries of Terre Haute, I can do that, or if you would like to just start injecting some of your thoughts on what you believe this committee should or shouldn't do, I'll be happy to recognize any of you. If you can kind of just raise your hand, because it's kind of hard for me to hear people. So if Todd, I'd kind of like to start with you, because really this was one of your baby to begin with. So I called this committee together because there were a few council people and some people from the public that asked for this, and I feel like that it is our duty to at least meet and see what we can come up with. So with that said, Todd, please, if you'll say something, go for it.
Sure. Thank you, George. There's a lot that I would like to charge this committee with or suggest that we pursue. But the main thing that I think we need to start with is a sense of where the project's at now. I virtually attended the most recent CIB meeting, which was on April the 10th. But since I'm not on the CIB, and since there was no public comment allowed for that meeting, I can't really call myself a participant, more a viewer. I think that it might be appropriate to begin this session with an update from either of our sitting CIB members, whether that be Mayor Bennett or Steve Witt, to tell us, rather than have me tell you what happened, what I think I saw and heard at the CIB meeting, why don't we have one of the CIB people actually tell us what went down?
Okay. Mayor Bennett, if I could start with you.
I would like the floor back after that, if I may.
Understood. Thank you.
Well, I'd be happy to. I guess I'm just trying to recreate in my mind exactly what happened in that meeting that would address specifically what you're asking, Todd, but I'll throw it out there and then see if I missed anything or want to make sure we cover everything that you're thinking about. Because that meeting's been a little while ago and I've had a lot of meetings in between, I apologize. At that meeting, you know, we decided to move. And as you know, they have since met and agreed to sell the property to the CIB. We have an agreement to access the parking lot now, because obviously they're not going to be vacating the building probably until a year from this September, or could be sooner, but they have until next year to be able to vacate that building. So nothing changes from the perspective of the school corporation continue to occupy the facility. But the parking lot has become available for the hotel to be able to use as we begin construction primarily and be able to have a place to offset those parking spots. I know that one of the things you'd mentioned in your text message to me today regarding something that the attorney for the CIB, Brian Bosma, had said. And I know that Steve Witt's out there in the background, and he talked to Tim Dora today, which we'll let him give you an update on that in a minute. But the thought, the process, and the direction is all still the same, that our goal is to we need a temporary parking since we're not building the parking garage. Everybody's aware of that because of the cost of that at the time. So we needed this parking to be able to accommodate the needs of the hotels. But the point being that the Marriott Hotel that'll be going into the current state office building, that was one of the questions you had regarding something that was said in the meeting, which I've not been made aware that any project is stopped regarding that. Now, Steve can update us with his conversation with Tim Dore today. So I'd like for him to do that right now, and then I'd like to come back to me just briefly.
Steve, go ahead, please.
All right. Thanks, George. Thanks, Mayor. Yes, I did talk to Tim Dora today. Obviously, things in the hospitality industry right now are difficult, to say the least, due to the COVID-19 situation. So Tim would consider the Marriott to be on hold for now until the economy gets back to some normalcy. He still desires and plans to move forward with the project. He just can't provide a time frame, at least to me today, on when that might happen. You know, it's largely dependent upon the economy and when things get back to normal.
Thank you. Mayor, did you want to continue with anything?
Yeah, so, you know, if I was a hotel owner, I'd probably be in the same boat, that I wouldn't be moving forward with any projects right now. I know recently most of his hotels have had a 10% occupancy in the state of Indiana. So that's, you know, not good. But as, and once again, this is going back to Todd's original question, and Andrew Connor had sent me an email about this also, that we believe, and nothing has changed, that a third hotel is critical to this project. We have to have the number of rooms that three hotels will bring to support the business that we, the kind of business we want to bring to the convention center. And so I don't see this as anything, you know, other than there's a delay in the process for him to make a personal investment in that particular building right now. But that means really nothing for us to continue to move forward, because we'll get a third hotel. I just don't know exactly what the timeline is. And Tim is still showing his commitment to doing that. So I'm not concerned about that. I guess that's what I wanted to say specifically to Todd and Andrew, that we're going to get it done. It's not going to happen. He's not going to start at the same time we're starting on the convention center construction. So that's, I guess, in a nutshell, that's what I wanted to say about that, George.
Okay. Todd, I'll turn it back over to you and ask for the floor back.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate the fact that Steve has spoken with Tim today, and that reflects what Brian Bosma told everybody back on April 10th, over a month ago. That the project is on hold. He doesn't have a date for when that might go forward. Reflecting on the larger picture, I think that the mayor's right. It's absolutely critical that there be a third hotel to serve a convention center of this size. And I would suggest that there are a couple of different ways to go about this. I'll outline two of them briefly. I'm sure there are more than this, but the first one, and in some ways the best option, is for the CIB to do what they said they would do, to figure out how to build the parking garage at the northwest corner of 7th and Cherry. Since Garmong is now building the casino and the east garage, those are settled. And they should be settled. They should continue to build what they have been contracted to build.
Hey Todd, we're building the casino?
Convention center.
Nobody's told me that yet.
Did I say casino?
You did say casino.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
We knew what you meant.
No, I had 14 bets that you were wrong.
No, I'm definitely talking about the convention center, or trying to. Sorry about that. So now that that's now that contract has been let, there's an opportunity to revisit that other garage and let it out for bid and expose it to a larger group of contractors. When I held a listening session at the Vigo County Public Library on the 29th of February of this year, one of the participants was a gentleman from Wilhelm Construction. Don't know his name. He stood up though and talked about alternative methods for building that garage. I would like to see that option explored, especially now that there's movement on the other pieces of this. And I think that should be one of our goals, is to see if the CIB will indeed let bids or undertake a process that would allow that one to go forward, that garage to go forward. That's one scenario. And if that were to happen, it would allow the school corporation's property to be seen as a separate project and exposed to the widest variety of possible future uses. Under a second scenario, We can zoom out a little bit now that the property has been acquired for the convention center itself. You know, that's the east parking lot that serves or has always served the Hilton Garden Inn. And a deal has been struck with Mr. Dora. So I would assert that, and the CIB has bought the, or has an agreement rather, to buy the Vigo County School Corporation property across the street. I think now is a time to reimagine the other elements of the project which haven't already been contracted and set in motion. I guess what I'm saying is, why not build a third hotel at 7th and Wabash? Include structured parking that would serve not only that, but Mr. Dora's hotel across the street. Run a tube east across 7th Street from that to bring customers to the Hilton Garden Inn. You could even keep that tube going and run it all the way to the back of the convention center, so that could be one more structured parking lot that would serve the convention center too. We have the CIB didn't have the luxury of another quarter block site, actually it's a half block site, to try to cram all of these pieces on before, but now they do. And if the school corporation property were seen as a site for a hotel and structured parking, then the state office building, which has Work One in it, our unemployment office, our state unemployment office, that could just stay where it's at, right across the street from the city bus terminal, which brings clients to it. And in this time of unprecedented unemployment, would lower the barriers to people getting the help they need, because they won't have to deal with a change of address on top of everything else. There's also a question about the parking lot that will be built. In preparing for that listening session at the library, I looked a little closer at some of the construction drawings and saw that there was a planned porte cochere, a planned drop-off point in the new garage that is for hotel guests who are at the Marriott. There's also some kind of agreement with Mr. Dora for spaces in that planned new garage, the one that will be built. And I don't know how many spaces that is, but that may free up more spaces inside the garage, or at least allow us to save some money if we don't have to build the drop-off place, because it'll still be a state office building and not a hotel. These are things that I realize may be a little bit farther down the line from where we feel like we are now, but if you really believe that we don't have enough hotel rooms, then I think that solving the problem of the hotel is probably going to be a new first priority now that the parking issue is solved for the moment. I'll stop there and see if anybody else wants to react to that or to those ideas or introduce any new ones.
Mayor.
Okay, so we'll give plenty of time for everybody else. I don't want to take up too much of it, but just in a general response. So where we're at right now is we've put ourselves in a position to move ahead with building of the convention center. Had we waited much longer, we would have lost our contracts and we would have had to rebid the project to build it, which probably would have cost us another $1 million. Who knows what the actual figure would be. So we've taken the pressure off all of us to move ahead with getting the construction going and get the thing built. Nothing's going to happen regarding that corner of 7th and Wabash until probably until the convention center's done. That's how it's going to shake out, because that's probably about the same time the school corporation will move out. When the school corporation administrators move out of the building, we still don't have to react and do anything too quickly. So we bought ourselves at least a couple of years here to look through the process of, I'm not throwing out the idea, and I've shared that with you guys, Todd specifically, and others. We're not throwing out the idea of not building a parking garage at 7th and Wabash, or excuse me, 7th and Cherry, still, but we just can't build an $8 million parking garage there for 200 spots. That doesn't make any sense. So we can go back to the drawing board and look at that. As for a new hotel going at the corner of 7th and Wabash on the school corporation property, then that would be a much bigger investment for Tim Dora. And I'm not sure, I mean, it's going to be less expensive for him to rehabilitate an existing building than it is to build a brand new building. We are not providing any incentives for his redoing of the state office building. So we would have to look at that from the perspective of, could we put a financial package together? The city of Terre Haute's already committed a significant amount of money to this project. And if we were to go down that road, then I would say that the county and the Convention and Tourism Bureau would probably need to contribute more to equal the city's investment. We're in at $14 million now. The county's in at $10 million. And the Convention and Tourism Bureau's in at $5 million. You know, we only get so much revenue in the TIF district downtown. I worry a little bit about the future. I worry about assessed values. I worry about, you know, people paying their taxes or businesses still being viable after this. So I guess I'm not in a position to make any additional financial commitments on the behalf of the city of Terre Haute, either through the administrative side or through the Department of Redevelopment. And I'm sure Steve will back me up on that at this point, because we've already committed to this project significantly. So we need time to just reevaluate both of those pieces. I mean, we can look at that, but my guess is it's going to be extremely expensive to build a new hotel at the corner with parking in it, but we can sure take a look at that. But once again, we're going to have some local incentives, because Tim Dora is not going to pay for that extra whatever it's going to cost beyond what he's already committed to the existing building. So a lot of this is just, you know, kind of philosophical, because we haven't spent the time with the engineering folks to go and do that, because we've taken the pressure off. We have time now to evaluate those and put them out in front of everybody of what the cost might be to do that, so you can rule things in and rule things out. I think it's important to continue to move ahead with the construction of the convention center, continue to talk to him about rehabilitating that building. You know, we can throw an idea out about building new, but I think that's a bit of a stretch to ask him to come up with additional funds to be able to build new. So I'm open to that from an administrative perspective, but I don't have any answers right now. And our focus is getting the convention center built, and then we can take a little time here and evaluate those other options. So I'll yield at that, Mr. Chairman.
Sorry, Andrew, go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Mayor, thank you very much for those comments. I think it's a brave and bold thing to proceed with the convention center in this time of economic uncertainty. It's a cart and horse, as all development is. Do you build the hotel first, and that justifies the convention center? Do you build the convention center and hope that someone will build a hotel to support it? This is the classic development conundrum that we all face. I'm certainly not in a position to judge what Tim Dora and his partners will or will not do, what they can or cannot afford. I think we've spent the last 30 years arguing that rehabilitating or renovating an existing building for a downtown hotel is too expensive. Now, to think that building a new hotel is too expensive versus rehabilitating and renovating an existing office building into a hotel I feel like we're talking ourselves out of either option. So I don't think we should eliminate any possibilities. And the mayor's right that we do have some time now. We haven't said that because of this property deal, something specific is going to be built at 7th and Wabash. Nothing is going to be changed there really at this point, except who's using the space for parking. So we have the luxury of some time over the next 2 or 3 years while the convention center is being built and the hotel is hopefully being built to figure out what best fits there at 7th and Wabash. I like the idea that George has said this should have a broad scope. So it's more than just figuring out how this piece of property serves a hotel downtown that may or may not get built right away. But the parking, the space at 7th and Wabash is a great resource for the downtown, and how we can help envision best uses for that can really shape the development of downtown for the next generation. One of my big goals for this committee, I think, would be for us to facilitate a resolution, not a consent decree, but an agreement between the city, the Redevelopment Commission, the CIB, and the owners of the hotel properties downtown, that we're all on the same page and we're committed to the idea that parking at the Crossroads of America, surface parking at the Crossroads of America, is only temporary as a bridge to support the development of the new hotel, which is part of the bigger convention center project, and that we will work together to ensure that's only a temporary measure and work toward a bigger, better, higher use of that property in the very near future. So that's one outcome or deliverable that I would like to see us work toward. As we think about how downtown parking and development can proceed, there's a lot of work that's been done already. A lot of vision plans, a lot of land use development analysis plans. We should gather those and make sure that everybody in this group has access to them so that we can have the best information available that the community leaders have already worked on. I think part of that planning process and gathering process would include an inventory of downtown development tools, whether that's the TIF zone or the TIF district, opportunity zones, the CREED district, the downtown riverfront development district. Those are things that we need to be aware of and be able to talk about as tools that are available for developers, for city leaders, for other quasi-governmental groups as we're putting together the development puzzle. A third essential thing that I think we need to do is at least talk about, and as George said, we're not going to make any decisions about, no binding decisions as to what's going to happen, but we need to talk about things that are in play. Entities and properties that are changing and moving, either because they've already been announced or we're aware that they're very likely. Those include the school corporation, the state office building, the new Candles Museum, changes at Clabber Girl, county office space, the new police station, and the APNS Clinic or Union Hospital Group on 6th Street, ISU athletic facilities, the former YMCA, the Hippodrome, the Indiana Theater, all of those things that are important pieces of property, can be important projects. We just need to be aware of those so that we can plug those in to the visioning for what parking in downtown development could be. And the last thing I want to say is how happy I am that ISU is included in this committee. Greg has been a great partner working across the old Cherry Street boundary. The impact of ISU students on downtown parking is something that we have danced around. And it's a tough thing to deal with or to figure out. We want students downtown, but we want parking for other customers and businesses as well. I don't think that the university or the community has addressed a good way to figure that out. But this may be a good way for us to discuss that and talk about some responsibilities on both sides and possibilities for improving parking for the ISU community as it connects to downtown. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Anyone else? Martha?
Thanks. Again, I appreciate all the updates from Steve and the mayor tonight and from Todd as well. I tend to agree with many of the points that Andrew has raised as well. I initially came to this meeting because I have, as I think everyone knows, a long-standing interest in downtown and certainly in the city, but I came reluctantly, I have to say, because I thought if the only thing we were going to deal with was to talk around the convention center project, that I wasn't as sure what we could achieve with that. But I like the idea of us having a little broader focus and taking this as an opportunity to once again look at the work that was done, you know, now so quite a few years ago regarding downtown development and parking, and to update that, and because very much has changed and a lot more is going to change, and Andrew did a great job just now of listing many of those important projects. So I would support some broader focus, and I think we could even divide it up and put some initial emphasis perhaps on what's going on with the convention center, because that is the project of the day downtown, but also start gathering information and talking about how that relates to the larger picture. So I yield.
Thank you, Martha. Anyone else? Tammy.
Again, I'll echo everybody's thanks. It's an incredible group here today, and I'm really it's just great to see everybody here and everybody interested in what's going to happen downtown. Andrew hit all the things that I would have been concerned with as well. I like the idea of the broader scope as well, and that's our goal today, is just really to define the scope and the goals of this meeting, right? I mean, we can come up with idea after idea after idea and focus on them, you know, as this committee progresses. Absolutely, as Mayor Bennett said, we're focusing on the convention center right now, but I think we also have to take a little pause back given what's going on in our the uncertain times right now, and the report that Mr. Witt gave us with regard to his conversation with Tim Dora today, and say, what if? You know, what if Mr. Dora decides that his business can't support the funding of that hotel downtown? That's why I like the broader scope here. If that doesn't happen, we're going to have to take a different direction. Obviously, we've got a lot of money invested in what's going to go on with the convention center, and we don't want to lose that. We have to look for a longer plan forward, and I'm sure there's a lot of folks here that have some, you know, great ideas on how we can progress with that. So, don't want to be the downer for the day, but that's just a reality that we're going to have to consider. You know, if the hospitality industry is only at 10% capacity right now, I know a lot of folks in our community are feeling that crunch, and we're seeing where the story in the paper today with regard to the money that's coming back into our community is going to change, could possibly change. We hope it doesn't. We hope we recover quickly. But it's all part of that conversation that I think this group needs to continue to focus on as well. I yield. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. Jeff.
Thank you, George. Thanks for asking me to be on this committee. It's an honor. Thank you, everybody. A lot of good things said, for sure. I think I just wanted to bring the point that as a business owner downtown, kind of on a secondary street, I'm on Walnut. I would kind of like to see a broader scope of this discussion, I guess, in agreement with some of the things that have been said already. And I would like to see if the city can develop some consistencies, define, I know that there's a broad definition of what downtown is, but I would like to see parking consistencies throughout that whole area. Not part of the parking thing, but, you know, I'd sure like to have some nice street lights on my street. I think Terre Haute ought to have downtown be defined, and we all need to be the same and have the, I don't know, the same look and all that other kind of stuff. I think with parking in particular, I'm a fan of parking meters in whatever form that takes. I think if I have to pay a dollar to park in a parking garage, I think I need to pay a dollar to park on the street. The amount of people that drive around Walnut to 6th Street to Ohio, back down 7th Street to Walnut to 6th Street to Ohio, looking for a parking spot because they don't want to pay a dollar to go to the parking garage is funny at times. And obnoxious when I feel like they're trying to take my parking spots that I'd rather have for my customers. But so I think if the city could look into, you know, kind of leveling the playing field for all parking situations, it would possibly make the situation a little easier to swallow. And certainly as it relates to ISU, I know that all of us that are downtown, in particular on Walnut Street, that does not have a 2-hour parking zone. You know, my front doors are a hotspot for people parking and going to class and or going to the dorms and spending a week, 2 weeks. I've seen the same cars out my windows day in and day out for a long time. And I do think that should be a consideration as well. I mean, obviously ISU charges people to park in their spot. They get the benefit, or they understand that you got to pay for stuff. So I think the city should look at that. And I would appreciate that maybe being part of the scope as well. Other than that, a quick thing about 7th and Wabash. I mean, I agree with everybody. You know, no, do I want a service parking lot? No. Is that the ugliest option? Yes. But there's other things that we need to consider too. I mean, I know that the Scott School of Business back there is one of the probably more prettier historic buildings that are left that you can't see because the school corporation building's there. So I think that point should be stated. And, you know, if you want to impress Terre Haute, or if you want to show off Terre Haute, why not stick the Larry Bird Museum there? And with that, I yield.
Thank you, Jeff. Anyone else? Mayor.
Just a couple quick things. It's just in the theme of the bigger picture. I'm fine with that. I really think that's important. I don't want to diminish what Todd was driving to start this with, but I feel like, I hate to keep repeating this, but the pressure is off of us right now. So now we have time to really plan and look at some options on a variety of things related to parking. Especially with the convention center, that's where the key pressure is going to be, the closer you get to that facility. It's time for us to update the downtown Terre Haute plan. You know, Andrew, you brought up those other plans, but most of that stuff is kind of old news now. It's good to look at, but it doesn't mean we should be held to what was decided back, and I'm not saying you said that, but just looking back, so much has changed, and we've accomplished a ton of goals that were in there. We've accomplished some things that were never in those plans. And it's a little over 11 years old now. And usually you try to do that every 10 years for sure. So it's time to update that plan. And all of these things that have been discussed here can be a part of that. You know, we can have the public sessions and, you know, bring a professional consultant in, because you really need to do that. We don't want to do it ourselves. We want somebody to guide that process who does downtown planning. And, you know, we'll pay for that. I'm not worried about that. It's just that we can use the energy of this particular group to take a bigger picture, and you know, have conversations with private property owners and see how things fit into this. But there's a lot of public components. You know, we talk about the lighting, Jeff. You know, we came down Ohio. We're going to get to Walnut eventually here. We're coming. It's one of those things that you've got to budget and plan on these things. And, you know, we only have so much money, and that's why we want to try to do as many different things as we can. But I think that overall planning process, updating that downtown Terre Haute plan, one, identifies the areas, which I think it's already expanded, and it brings in all those other plans that you've talked about, Andrew. So to me, that's where our focus and our energy could go to turn, you know, use this vehicle of this particular group and probably some others that might want to be involved in that process to kind of begin to talk about those things. And then out of that can come us looking at, you know, parking garage or facility at 7th Wabash, whatever, but we can go explore individual projects within that framework of that. So I'm going to stop talking. That's just what I wanted to say to that. And I, you know, let's move forward and just continue to work together. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Mayor. Anyone else like to make any comments?
George, if I could.
Brian.
Really just a point of clarification. Todd, when you were talking earlier, you described scenario one that involved, I think, bidding out the what we refer to as the Northwest Garage, but the garage at 7th and Cherry. I just wanted to make sure you were aware that was publicly bid. I just counted them up. We received about 35 individual bids as part of the letting of that. And it was publicly bid, read aloud. So I just want to make sure you're aware of that.
Thanks. Thank you, Brian. I remember that the scope of that garage changed. It was going to be a bigger garage, then it was going to be a smaller garage, and now it's going to remain a surface parking lot. Were the 35 bids for the bigger one or the smaller one or both?
Sure. So only the project was designed as a five-story or five-level garage. That is what was bid. In an effort to try and realize some cost savings, we looked at a number of different ways of, we would refer to it as value engineering, but ways to reduce the cost of the project. And eliminating two of the upper floors was one of the things we looked at. So to answer your question, the project was bid as it was designed, which was a five-level garage, which yielded 268 parking spots.
And I guess what I'm really suggesting is that this is an opportunity to reimagine that, as it sounds like some people tried to, but without the benefit of figuring out what it would really cost. Maybe it ends up as a smaller garage that will serve the needs of the Hilton Garden Inn and cost less. I would also note that in the April 10th meeting, Mr. Bosma made mention of the fact that no documents in the agreement between the CIB and Mr. Dora require that a hotel be built in the old state office building. I suspect he stated that as part of, well, I shouldn't project. I'll just say that he stated that and made sure that the CIB was aware that there's no requirement that that hotel be built. So to me, that says that we have an opportunity to reimagine a third hotel somewhere else, and maybe even with a different investor, depending on how quickly Mr. Dora can determine whether or not he'll be able to make that commitment. I understand that our mayor is telling us that we've bought time. And I also understand that now the clock is already ticking on a less than 2-year process for seeing the convention center built. I think we need to be working now to figure out what that third hotel is going to be, where it's going to be, who's going to build it, and what kind of public incentives we can come up with to spur the kind of development that we'd all like to see at 7th and Wabash.
Thank you, Todd. Anyone else like to comment at this time that has not had a chance? Todd.
Sorry, I was just wiping my lip.
Let me unmute that. Thank you, George. I think I might be the newest one on the committee here and maybe the least familiar with it. So I appreciate the education and trying to take in a lot of information here tonight. So I just wanted to say, to Todd's point earlier, I just wanted to fully understand what did happen with the Northwest Garage. And Brian helped explain some of it there with the bidding and the value engineering. And I do appreciate that we have some time now, as the mayor said. And I'm glad to see the convention center get started. But I just appreciate the opportunity to be involved with this and hope to be able to share some insight if it comes available. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Anyone else like to make any comments at this time?
George, this is Steve.
Okay, go ahead, Steve. Thank you.
In regard to the hotel at basically to the west at 7th and Wabash, I have talked to Tim Dora about that, mainly in regard to could he use the existing school corporation building as part of some hotel project. He is not interested in that. He has a significant investment in design work and so on with the state office building. He has a franchise agreement with Marriott that's in regard to the state office building. I can't speak for Mr. Dora, but I would guess that he has no interest whatsoever in going to the west and building a new hotel. Now, with that being said, he also reminded me today that, he has other opportunities to spend his capital elsewhere. And I think we have to be careful if, we have someone who's has some interest in building a hotel. He already has two. He has a significant investment in downtown Terre Haute. We're hoping he builds a third one. But it's up to him. It's up to the private sector entrepreneurs to decide what they're going to do with their own capital. And we have to be careful. If we run him off, we may not have another alternative. But perhaps we could, somebody from the committee other than me could have some discussion with him. But I think he'll tell you that he has no interest whatsoever in building a new hotel where the school corporation property is located.
Thank you, Steve. Anyone else have any comments at this point in time?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I had to mute Dr. Hayworth because we were having so much feedback. So do you want me to go ahead and unmute him now to
see if he has any comments he'd like to make? Dr. Hayworth, is there anything you would like to say?
Well, one, just apologize for not being able to be there visually and with the Zoom, but very appreciative of all the comments that were made. The school corporation also has some major projects that we're trying to move forward. Would love to figure out how those shared resources and things that we may be doing in the future might also benefit not just our students, but our entire community, and just appreciate being asked to be a part of this group and look forward to trying to move recommendations forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hayworth. Andrew.
I just wanted to thank Steve for his insights on Tim Dora. I would be happy to talk with Tim regarding his thoughts on the downtown hotels. If you would be willing to help facilitate getting the two of us connected, I would sure appreciate that. And I'd be happy to talk with him.
Yes, Andrew, I sure will do that.
Great. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Anyone else? Greg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Really appreciate Indiana State being invited to this conversation. I think nothing gives me greater pleasure than when we bring somebody into our community who may not have been in the community for a few years, and to see that individual's eyes light up to see all of the incredible progress that's taken place. And I know Duke, you know, when Indiana State hosts somebody, you're joining us, and you'll see, you know, the expression on someone's face that takes notice that our community has made just really tremendous progress, and especially in downtown Terre Haute. I guess my goal with this is to help support you all in ways where the university can be helpful, particularly in some cross-pollination of ideas and activities that will spur downtown Terre Haute. I was looking out my window as we were talking about parking garages. And if I look out my window, I can see the Cherry Street project, Cherry Street Garage. And I worked, had the opportunity to work closely with Steve Witt on that. I think that was like a 7-year endeavor that started from an idea to cutting the ribbon on that. And so, you know, parking garages can be tough. And so I think this idea about how we can be most creative is really important. And I also remain very heartened that the success of the Holman Center, I think, will help feed into the success of the Convention Center, and I think vice versa. And it's a real opportunity. So I'm just really grateful to be here and look forward to being supportive.
Thank you, Greg. Anyone else like to make a comment that maybe has not? Don't want you to think I'm ignoring anyone. All right. With that said, maybe a suggestion would be, you know, unfortunately, due to these tough times that we're having right now, it's kind of hard to get any kind of a commitment, it sounds like, from Mr. Dora on when and where, when and what and if it's going to happen as far as the third hotel is concerned, because I can understand his position being in a business right now, the hospitality business. We've also been affected. And so I certainly, maybe not as financially as he has, but I can certainly understand his hesitation at the moment. So with that said, I would like to maybe postpone any more committee meetings for, let's say, maybe until July, so that we can all kind of get our thoughts together, maybe put some ideas together, email them to Michelle if you can. We'll, and her and I would get together and kind of organize them, and I'm sure people are going to come up with duplicate ideas. And I would think maybe at that point in time, we can narrow them down to 3 or 4 or 5 items that we would really like to address. I don't think, and Steve, I understand what you're saying, but I don't think the intent of this committee is in any way, shape, or form trying to discourage or run off any investment in Terre Haute. I think all we're going to try to do is to hopefully be able to cooperate, be able to all come up with an idea that will satisfy the communities. And I think all of us are in our hearts are for what is best for the entire community, or we wouldn't be here tonight. I appreciate you all being here this evening. I will advise Michelle on the next meeting. And if that is satisfactory to all of you, then we will adjourn this meeting, unless anybody has another question. Todd. Please.
Thank you, George. I think that's all fine. In the time between now and when we next meet, I think there are a couple of documents that make sense for us to run down and share with each other. And this is in addition to the planning documents that Andrew referenced and the mayor spoke of too. I think that we should all have copies of and have read the resolutions passed by the CIB on April 10th, which approve a license agreement with the school corporation and approve the purchase of 686 Wabash Avenue. These are public documents that have been entered into by a unit of our local government. And I have reached out to Brian Bosma, the attorney for the CIB, and asked for those documents. I imagine they will roll into my email box one day. And I would like to share those with the rest of the meeting of the committee members when they do show up. And then also, in a similar vein, I'm not sure where these would come from, but probably the CIB. Copies of any documents that outline the number of spaces needed for the Hilton Garden Inn. And what exactly is the nature of that agreement that's been entered into between the CIB and the Hilton Garden Inn. The idea being here that we need to be able to take care of Mr. Dora and keep up our end of the deal on what has been agreed to. So I think it makes sense for us to all understand just exactly what it is that's been agreed to by this public body with a private developer. So I'd like to, maybe the mayor or Steve Witt could have access to those as CIB members and share that information with the rest of the committee.
Is that possible, Mayor or Steve?
Take care of that. Yes, I'll take care of it.
Thank you. And would you please make sure that it gets to all the committee members?
Yeah, I'll give it to Michelle and let her distribute it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank
Martha.
Both.
Yes. Could we also get a copy of the, I think, Mayor, you referred to it, the 11-year-old 10-year plan?
It was on our website. We've updated
okay.
our website.
Either a copy or just
it's there right now. But and then there's there's the prior one to that too that I have in my office. I don't think we have that online, but we can share all those documents.
Okay. Yeah, either a copy or a link to it. Either one.
Yeah,
is
I might just have to. Yeah.
Absolutely fine. Yeah,
I think I probably have to go get it put back on our new website. I need to look at that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martha. Thanks, Mayor, for that. Anyone else before we adjourn? Again, thank you all very much for your dedication. Thank you for being a part of the committee. I will have Michelle inform you when we have the next meeting. In the meantime, be thinking about things that you would like us to consider. And if you want to email them to Michelle, she will make sure it gets to everybody else. And thanks to Michelle for all her hard work getting all 15 people together. So. Again, thank you very much. Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Everyone, bear with me a moment as I end everything.
Great.